Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. All snakes can swim, though some are better at it than others. One of the most powerful species alive today is the green anaconda. Perfectly at home in the rivers and swamplands of the Amazon, it's got eyes that face upward like a crocodile's, allowing the creature to scan muddy banks for prey, concealing its muscular coils below the water's surface. That's why anacondas are also called water boas. The shoe fits, or it would if they had any feet. Apart from the green anaconda, science recognizes three other species, the yellow anaconda, the darkly spotted anaconda, and the Bolivian anaconda. All four belong to the boa family, and they're all South American natives. By every metric, though, the green anaconda stands out. Not only is it the biggest member of the water boa quartet, but it's arguably the biggest snake in the world. Yet, trying to pin down the animal's maximum size is fraught with challenges. Folklore is packed with stories about monster snakes extending 100 feet or 30 meters long. The fossil record tells us that a colossal serpent really did slither across the continent 60 million years ago. Named Titanoboa, it's thought to have reached 50 feet, that's 15 meters in overall length, and to have weighed approximately 2.5 tons. But the long and short of it is that green anacondas are nowhere near that size. A common length for this species is about 20 feet or 6 meters, although male anacondas, being the smaller of the two sexes, rarely exceed 13 feet or 4 meters. The biggest anaconda ever reliably documented was 27.2 feet, that's 8.3 meters long. Yet rumors of anacondas growing 2 or 3 times larger persist, and some claims hinge on enormous skins cut from dead snakes. The problem is, those are really easy to distort, even if you're not trying to. Herpetologist William H. Lamar proved this point in 1978 when he killed a wild anaconda of ample size. The freshly slain corpse was a respectable 24.6 feet or 7.5 meters long. After he skinned the reptile, Lamar measured its disembodied hide. Despite his best efforts, he couldn't avoid stretching out the skin as he worked, which gave it a post-mortem length of 34.6 feet, or 10.5 meters. The biggest and bulkiest green anaconda can weigh 440 pounds. That's 200 kilos or more. So, as a species, it's considered the world's heaviest snake, but not necessarily the longest. Lengthwise, the Asian reticulated python probably has it beat. According to the New Encyclopedia of Snakes by one Chris Madison, there have been several authenticated reports of these pythons measuring about 28 feet, that's 8.5 meters, from end to end. But back to anacondas. They have an affinity for slow-moving rivers, muddy swamps, and seasonally flooded plains. They seldom venture far away from flowing or standing water, although some species may choose to hunt in forests on occasion. And not only do the snakes have eyeballs situated on the tops of their heads, but their nostrils are also located in this region. Thus, a swimming or soaking anaconda can easily see and smell what's going on above the water, which makes finding and capturing prey a whole lot easier. Anacondas kill by constriction, using their jaws to seize the victim before immobilizing it by tightly wrapping the animal in coils of their own body. Naturalists used to think that snakes that use this technique were, in effect, strangling their prey. However, according to new research involving the red-tailed boa, the real cause of death is cardiac arrest. Wild anacondas feed on live or dead fish, lizards, birds, bird eggs, other snakes, and a variety of mammals. Adults have been known to swallow up caimans, which are feisty crocodilians related to alligators. Another notable beast often eaten by large anacondas is the capybara. Earth's biggest rodents, capybaras are shaggy, infamously friendly, web-footed herbivores that stand about 1.5 feet, that's 0.5 meter tall. Being amphibious, capybaras regularly cross paths with anacondas, and the mammals know how to put up a fight. Older anacondas sometimes display bite wounds left by capybaras that they've attacked. And for green anacondas anyway, cannibalism isn't out of the question. At least 4 cases have been observed. At this point, you may be wondering if people are on the menu too. There's little doubt that a sufficiently big green anaconda could kill and eat a human being. Yet, no such incident has ever been confirmed. That said, anacondas, like most creatures, will defend themselves if cornered. While none of these snakes are venomous, they can inflict deep bite wounds. The snakes may also secrete a foul-smelling liquid when distressed. Probably just don't mess with them. Among reptile keepers, anacondas aren't nearly as popular as red-tailed boas or big pythons. They need huge enclosures, high humidity levels, and water dishes large enough for the snakes to use as soaking pools. Captive-bred individuals that have been handled all of their lives do tend to be more docile than anacondas captured in the wild. Even so, you shouldn't get an anaconda of any species unless you're an experienced reptile hobbyist who understands large constrictors. In 2012, the United States Fish and Wildlife Service banned the importation and interstate transport of the yellow anaconda. Growing up to 15 feet, that's 4.5 meters long, this snake could potentially threaten all sorts of native species. And as the U.S. Geological Survey reports, free-ranging yellow anacondas have been sighted in Florida and Arkansas. Those snakes were most likely former pets. Anacondas don't belong in the Everglades or the Arkansas Delta, but in their natural habitat, these reptiles are fascinating to watch. During the breeding season, several male anacondas may attempt to mate with a single female at the same time, the result being a breeding ball with as many as 13 lovelorn male snakes vying for attention around the lone female. Like most boas, anacondas give birth to live young, with litters containing anywhere from 4 to 82 baby snakes. And we now know that green anacondas don't necessarily need mates to get pregnant. In 2014, one female, kept at a British reptile park, birthed 3 live babies, even though she had never been kept with a male of her species. A near-identical situation unfolded at the New England Aquarium in 2019. Known as parthenogenesis, this style of asexual reproduction has also been observed in Komodo dragons and Burmese pythons. Today's episode is based on the article "The Watery World of the Monster Anaconda" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.